Hello, this is your host, Sonata Allison, and welcome back to the Parallel Podcast, where we talk about sexuality as it should be. Hello, everybody. So today's going to be kind of more of a chit chat with you guys. As you can see what the topic is today, I will be going on an indefinite pause. So that is what is happening for the podcast. Something I always would tell my friends is that once I run out of topics, I will stop the podcast. And I think they thought that was funny and at times even brainstormed with me. And, you know, some of them are part of why the podcast is still going, to some extent. But yeah, I never want to be the kind of person who's just doing a podcast still just because I have done it. I want to make sure that everything that I've given you guys is quality and it's topics that I think that are important for young adults to be thinking about, to be listening to. And my hope is that this podcast has definitely helped you guys. The reason that I say it is a pause indefinitely is because I don't know that this will be, you know, the last time that I do the podcast. Also, just a quick thing to say to you guys, being the therapist that I am, I know that it's important not to just drop off the planet of the earth. planet earth? How did I say that? Anyways, and I'm going to give you guys some time to digest this. So this pause will not be happening till the end of June. So July will be the first month that we will be no more until further notice. I don't know for sure if the podcast will not come back. This podcast, a different podcast, I don't know. So that's why I said indefinitely. I don't know when I will come back or if I will come back, but I don't want to just tell you guys I'm not coming back. And then I come back and you guys are like, girl, I thought you had just said, you know, so I'm trying to be transparent with you. But I want to give you guys a heads up. So there will still be episodes. I'll do another episode, another solo episode for this month. And then, we'll have four more episodes. So two next month and then two in June. But like I was saying, I don't want to just keep doing episodes for the sake of it. I really think that I've touched on so many different aspects of Christian sexuality, especially like the first 10 episodes that are pretty foundational, and then allowing you guys to hear other people's experiences. And, you know, this is a podcast I created because I wanted this for myself as well, to hear people's stories, to know that I'm not alone in the pursuit to honor God with my sexuality. So it's been so lovely to get to know some of you, to get to speak to some of you guys and hear your stories and hear how the podcast has affected you personally, your relationships. And it's just really been an honor to be able to do this. It'll be really cool to be able to tell my kids that I did this one day. And not to say that I'll never come back, but it really has been an honor to help you guys out and just, you know, be a voice. And it's really cool that people actually care about what I have to say and refer to this. And I'm not taking the podcast off of any of the platforms. So you guys will always have access to all 100 plus of the episodes, but they would just no longer be rolling out. So if you miss some, now you have ample time to get back and listen to the rest of the ones that you haven't gotten to. Really excited about the episodes I have coming up. I have a really cool one that I'm doing with someone next month. And he's basically talking about how to know if there's like sexual chemistry without having sex. And I think that's a pretty cool topic that I haven't heard really anyone talk about. And then our last episode will be with me and a friend and talking about the importance of friendship in this journey of dating and just life in general, because outside of romance or whatever, it's important to have people in your life outside of the person that you are dating. And we've talked about this over different episodes, the importance of how, you know, healthy relationships stand the test of time because their person is not their only person. They're not their only counselor, their cheerleader, their best friend, their whatever, their accountant or whatever, you know. There's so much more to be found outside of relationship that can complement your romantic relationship. So those are the last two interviews that I'll be doing in May and June, and then I'll have my own individual episodes that I'll do as always. So yeah, just wanted you guys to hear it from me personally and not just drop off the, you know, the platform and you guys are like, dang, is she gone? And I say nothing to you. I respect you guys more than that. You know what I'm saying? We've built something here. So yeah, just want to let you guys know that if you guys are really devastated, I do still have one-on-one coaching, and that's a cool opportunity for you guys to, you know, still meet with me face to face, and I can help you guys individually, relationally, and still talk to you guys about that. So yeah, as I said, we will still be going. I'm going to be talking to you guys at next week. It should be, if I remember correctly, and also in May and June. So once again, just want to thank you guys for keeping the podcast going as long as it has. The amount of people that have listened to this podcast over the time is more than I thought it would be. So it's just really cool to see that there are Christians who desire to honor God with their sexuality and are willing to seek that, because it's one thing to say something, but it's another to actively look and take those steps. So just want to say to you guys who've listened from the beginning or for whatever time frame, like, the Lord sees you, he honors your obedience, and, you know, it's so commendable. You should be so proud of yourself for wanting to honor him. So it's been a pleasure speaking to you guys, and I will continue speaking to you for the next 2 weeks, but just want to let you guys know of this indefinite pause. So we will continue as usual next month and the month after. And yeah, I will be talking to you guys next week. Bye.